And the background music of Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks there playing means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 389 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 82 degrees now here in Central Minnesota, and sunshine once again. Getting to be a warm day. And our theme with Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, means it's time for another edition. We have our guest on the line, and we're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Dennis Nedherny. Dennis, how you doing?
I'm doing real good.
Very good. I got to get your...
Nice and warm, so...
What was that again, Dennis?
It's a clear day out here. Not a cloud in the sky. It's nice and warm. Probably about 81, 82 degrees around here.
Okay. Where are you at, Dennis, for the folks that don't know?
Right now, I'm on my cell phone. I'm in New Lisbon, Wisconsin.
Okay.
We're here to visit a family, a family member that's in the hospital.
Okay. And where do you make home these days, Dennis?
Sparta, Wisconsin.
Sparta, Wisconsin. All right. Where were you born and raised?
Omaha, Nebraska.
And I know from our conversations you have a rich musical heritage, but for the folks that don't know you, who's mom and dad and a little bit about the relations?
Well, my mom is deceased, but my dad is Ron Nedherny.
Okay.
He still resides in Omaha, Nebraska. My mother, she passed away a number of years ago, but she, Lois Nedherny, and she's laid to rest in Davenport, Iowa.
Okay. Very good. And siblings, brothers or sisters?
I got a sister, Donna Hayden.
Okay.
She lives in Omaha, Nebraska.
All right. Very good. How about you, Dennis? Family, married at all, kids at all?
I'm engaged.
Oh, you're engaged. Okay, very good. Very good. Well,
we don't have a definite date when that's going to happen.
Okay.
There's so many things
going on. All right. Well, we know about your dad. We've had him on the show many times. Ron, of course, had his own band, played with the Whoopi John Band. How did you pick up the music? Obviously, it was in the house, but did you learn it in school, or did Dad teach you, or how'd you get going, Dennis?
I got interested in it. My mom and dad and the grandparents took us to dances every Saturday night. And I started watching the bands. I always wanted to be like Dad. And then I'm sure you heard of Ernie Kuchera.
Yes, we did.
He started having me set in with his band.
Okay.
Well, then eventually I ended up playing with a band called the Frank Arima Orchestra.
Okay.
That's how I got started. Well, then Dad opened up a bunch of doors for me down the line.
Uh-huh.
I was fortunate. Dad opened the door so I could set in with the Jerry Schuster Schmidt band, the Gibbon Polka Days.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then that's how I ended up playing a few jobs with the Six Fat Dutchman down the line. And,
oh, yeah. Okay.
Polka music on both sides of the family. So.
You do? Okay. Yeah, you mentioned the Paulson Dutchmen, and we've heard of them up in this area. They were on your mom's side?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So,
Ben Paulson runs the band now.
Okay. Okay. So, so you were jobbing, playing with all of these guys. Where did you really get hooked on to? Was it Gary Brigham that spent your most time with, or how did that go for you?
I spent most of my playing days with Gary Brigham.
Okay.
One Dutchman.
Uh-huh.
Before him, I was playing with Mark Villadal out of Fremont, Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
I was with him for about, I'm guessing, 5.5-6 years.
Okay.
But it's kind of a scary move. To uproot everything and move up here to Wisconsin, but I'm glad I did it. But, you know, to quit a good band like Mark Villadal.
Sure. Okay.
So I was with Gary for about 20 years.
Okay. What was it like playing with Gary Brigham? I think you probably came up to Sox Center, Minnesota, back in the days when Lori Solberger was still with the Brigham band with Ridge and Dutchman. You were probably the drummer. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, I was playing with Gary then.
Okay, yeah. We were there at the concert that time. Merle Felling sponsored that in, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. Boy, you guys really had a tight-knit group in those days.
Oh, thank you. We always tried. We had a lot of fun on that band. I can't even count how many good times we had with that group.
Oh, I can believe that. Yeah. Yeah, great.
He's such a talented concertina player.
Yep. And really appreciated your drumming. So you were pretty much self-taught or taught by your dad or the relatives there, but you never really went to school for drums or learned it in school then?
I took drum lessons.
Okay.
For about a couple of years.
Oh, you did.
But my drum teacher always told me, and everybody told me, well, that's half of it. Now you gotta learn the other half by experience.
Yep, on-the-job training.
I used to watch my dad's drummer like a hawk.
Okay.
I learned a lot from him and watching other drummers, and then I went home and practiced.
Okay. Very good. All right. And these days, I know you're playing with a fellow by the name of Ray Hanoski, huh?
Yeah.
Ray and the Jolly Chaps. And you guys are in the process of a new recording?
We don't have the horn section yet, but he's looking at doing that.
Okay, very good. Yeah, and they're playing, you guys are playing, what, over in Wisconsin quite a bit these days?
Oh, yeah. After the COVID thing, you know, now things are finally, and the crowds, we had a good crowd. I played with Brian yesterday in Sauk City,
okay,
Wisconsin, for the Sauk County Fair. So.
All right, very good.
It was a good time. We had good weather and everything. And that's the first job that Brian's band played in a year and a half.
Really? My goodness. And you're talking about Brian Brigham? You're talking about Brian Brigham?
I'm sorry?
I say, are you talking about Brian Brigham?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, very good. Boy, yeah.
The Mississippi Valley Dutch.
Yep. And my goodness, yeah, that's a long time to be off the stage. A lot of things happened since that time, so folks are really anxious to get out and dance. We've had a few events and Polka Fest going on now this summer up in this area, and people just seem so happy to be out dancing and enjoying themselves, going to festivals and parades and things like that. So great to see the music coming back around again.
Yeah, I never thought me and my dad talked a lot, and so us guys around up here, you know, and we never thought we'd see the day where everything would come to a complete halt.
Oh, isn't that true? That is so true. Your favorite music to play, Dennis. Enjoy the polkas, the waltzes, the two steps. I'm sure you play it all, but what do you enjoy the most?
I like playing the old time.
Do you?
Polkas. I worked with a couple of big bands too, and I lived in Omaha.
Okay.
Modern music. And,
okay.
But I always like to come back to the old time, and I work with I also help out Polish bands up here. And,
oh yeah.
But my heart still goes back to the old time.
There you go. All right.
One band I'm sure you're real familiar with. Of course, this is a long time ago, a number of years ago. I played quite a few jobs with the Peter and Paul Wendinger band.
Oh, you did? Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm mentioning...
He's not with us no more, but Pete still has it going.
Yeah. And, yeah, you're mentioning some great bands there. Boy, you get to play with all of those personalities. And it's kind of fun, isn't it, to be with the different bands? Pretty much the same idea, but music maybe written in a different key or just a little bit of different phrasing or whatever. I always enjoyed playing with all the different bands that called me, too. So.
Yeah. You play now?
I'm a drummer by trade, too. I did learn concertina as a youngster and also took trumpet in high school. But drums is where I played most of my dance jobs over the years.
Yeah, when I was younger, I thought about I was going to have Dad try to teach me how to play trumpet or start teaching me, but somehow or another, it always ended up, I guess I was meant to be a drummer.
Okay. Very good.
I like it. Like you said, though, excuse me, but it's a little dry out here. But anyway, like you said, with all the different bands you play with, it's all old-time bands, pretty much, but they all got their different flavor to them, you know, different breaks here, a different sound, and it makes it real interesting.
Exactly. Yep, that is true. Well, Dennis, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you and visit with you just a little more, if that's okay.
Okay.
All righty. So, Cy here with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. Here's a thought for these hot days of summer. Why not whip up a batch of ground bologna? Just grind up a ring of bologna along with some dill pickles, stir in some salad dressing, and chill. It's great on a piece of bread, as a sandwich, or served on a cracker, as an hors d'oeuvre, along with your favorite ice-cold beverage. Wow, I'm hungry for some now. Also, sweet corn is now in season, along with other fresh vegetables and produce at the St. Joe Meat Market. The brat of the week this week is another very popular brat, the smoked maple and wild rice brats. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. This week, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. This weekend, on Friday and Saturday, hosting and cooking at the brat sale will be the St. Joe Lady Lions. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. The ladies will also be demoing those delicious smoked maple with wild rice brats, so you'll have an opportunity to sample for free. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-493 for more information. And thank you from the St. Joe Meat Market. Dennis, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market along with Chasm here. We send that out to you, a priority mail. Hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
That sounds great.
Very good. And I know your current band members, Ray and Tony, they've both been on the show already, so they're listening in. They know how it works, and I'm sure they've enjoyed those packages as well.
Tony tells me about it all the time.
He does, huh? Very good. Very good. Well, Dennis, talk about some of the favorite places that you have played in, ballrooms and venues, polka fests. Where were some of your favorites?
Well, we used to play the old Gibbon Polka Days.
Okay.
Outside in New Orleans, Minnesota. And I used to always enjoy that.
Okay.
And then we played a number of years at the Ellsworth Polka Days.
Okay.
In Wisconsin.
Sure.
We still play, like, at Pulaski. We didn't play Pulaski this year.
Okay.
But they kind of booked the bands. Kind of, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen with this COVID stuff. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Things have been very tentative. Like we talked earlier, it's good to see things opening up once again, but they're still very guarded, very cautious, and we're just hoping that it doesn't relapse or pop back up or anything again. It's just great to see things starting to happen.
I'll tell you, the first thing me and my future wife did is we got our shots.
Oh, did you? Okay, you're vaccinated.
Oh, yes.
Okay, good for you. Yeah.
I am so lucky to have a woman like that supports what I'm doing.
All right, so she watches out for you, and that's great. That is great. And her name?
You know how you got some where they are on the jealous side, they don't want you away from the house?
Oh, yeah.
Plus, we always stay in touch, but she supports all of it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very good. That's always a big help. What's her first name?
Her name is Shania Martinson, but she's a real sweetheart.
Okay, well, very good. Very good. Some of the ballrooms that you've been in over the years, I'm sure you've played maybe the Marigold and Bel Ray and all of those ballrooms in the Twin Cities area.
Yeah. Okay. I can't remember the exact dates we did, but...
Sure.
Of course, we played the Medina quite a bit, too.
So. Sure. And that one is still going, yeah. Sure. Okay. You bet.
From what I hear, they're still having dances there, so.
Yeah, that's good to hear as well. You bet. All righty. Who did you look up to as a drummer when you were learning to drum and playing old time? Was there any, did you know Mojave for Elmer Scheid or any of the drummers, Jerry Schiff's drummer, any of those guys? Did you know any of them?
Oh, yeah. I looked up to Dave Carls that played with Jerry Schuft at the time.
Okay.
The main guy I still look up to him to this day. He's got my most respect is Dean Fornoff, my dad's drummer.
Oh, okay. Very good.
And he's working with other bands, too, down around that area. He's still playing.
Okay.
And then I looked up to one, and there's no way I could copy his style.
Okay.
You remember Mojave that played with Elmer Scheid?
Yes, yes.
He just had a style about him. I even talked to other drummers. They purposely tried to see if they could play and get the sound like him. There was no way.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, what in your mind makes a good drummer? I mean, is it just that good steady beat? Or some guys do a lot of fill with the snare or with the cymbals. Then again, there's some that are just very basic and just keep that solid beat. What do you look for in a drummer?
Well, first of all, I would say keep a good solid beat and play the style, just blend in, play with the band. In other words, don't try to build a house or anything, so to speak.
Yep.
Just play the style of with the band that you're playing with.
You bet. Well, that sounds...
When you're filling for another drummer, you're actually playing his... You should be trying to play his style, his job. You know?
That is true. And that's always been my thought, too. I've always said... the drummer is not supposed to be the pretty guy in the band. The drummer and a bass horn, they belong in the back row. That's where I've always been, and I've always felt that was our place. You put the trumpets and the saxes and the concertina out in front. Those are the melody instruments. Those are the pretty guys.
We're just the timekeeper, and we keep the rhythm section tight.
That's right.
The drummer and the bass player.
And if they don't believe it, you just stop drumming once on a number. If you lose a stick or a pedal breaks or whatever might happen, boy, everybody looks around like, where'd you go? Isn't that true?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And bass horn players seem to kind of relate or go together with drummers. I know you're playing with Tony Kaminsky these days. Who's some of the other great bass horn players that you enjoyed playing alongside of?
The one bass player besides Tony I love playing with is Frank Gillespie.
Frank Gillespie, okay, yeah.
He plays pretty steady with Brian's band. So.
Okay. I don't know. I've.
His idol is Dirk Hammett.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And my guy, I tell you, he plays just like him. Or going close to it.
Well, over the years, I've had my opportunity to play alongside of a lot of good bass horn players, and it always made drumming a whole lot easier when you had an experienced and a good bass player. A couple of my buddies, Ron Eichmeyer, Jay Patterson, out of St. Cloud and Waite Park, Minnesota. A couple of really good ones here in central Minnesota that I've had the opportunity to play with. And when their heart is in the old-time music, they know the runs, they know the breaks, the solos. Boy, it sure makes drumming a whole lot easier, I always feel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's too many to name right now. You know?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Of course, we lost a lot of them, you know, from old age.
Oh, that's for sure. There's been a lot of good musicians that are no longer with us, and it's always sad to lose them, but it's a sign of the times. So.
Oh, yeah.
Whoopi.
We got young guys coming up, though.
You bet. Whoopi John Orchestra. Your dad did time with the Whoopi John Orchestra. Your thoughts about the Whoopi John Band?
Sure. I was born too late for the music I liked. I would have liked to watch that band live.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, our time is just about running out, Dennis, and I usually ask everybody about this time of the show if they've got a great memory, good, bad, or otherwise, that they might want to share with the listeners. And again, just to give you a little example, I've heard of stories getting stuck in snowstorms. I've heard of playing, you know, at the president's inauguration or big events. And what have you got for us, Dennis?
One of the big ones happened when I was still playing with Mark Bilodeau. We got the honor to play for Garrison Keillor.
Oh, did you really?
Live broadcast at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah, that had been a thrilling experience. Oh, yeah. Weather has always been a factor with entertainment being on the road. So, yeah, lots of great stories about that, for sure. Well, Dennis, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And like I tell every musician, good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
That sounds like a heck of a good idea. And I don't know when I'll see the guys out your way.
Yep.
But when you're ready to know him, tell him I said hi.
All right. We will do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on your show. It's a real honor.
All right. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, so have a great afternoon. Thanks, Dennis.
You bet.
And he goes, Dennis Nadherny, our 389th guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 11 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 83 our current temperature. Don't go away. We're going to have music by Ray Hanaki and the Jolly Chaps, and also the Gary Ridgeland and the Ridgeland Dutchman. Gary Brigham and the Ridgeland Dutchman. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Wrapping up our 389th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're now at 84 degrees, 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we're going to get right into the music of the Jolly Chaps right now, featuring Dennis Nadherny on the drums. Here's one called the Shoemaker Polka. The Jolly Chaps, Ray Hanaki and the Jolly Chaps with one called the Shoemaker Polka. Ray on the concertina, Dennis Nadherny there on the drums, and Tony Kaminsky on the tuba. Good stuff for you there. Here's one called the Happy Hour Waltz. Thank you. Ray Hanaki and the Jolly Chaps with one called the Happy Hour Waltz. 18 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 84 degrees here in central Minnesota. We're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And yes, like I've been mentioning this morning, we just came off a trip last night with Jeannie B's Tours. We went to Medora, North Dakota with Jeannie B's Tours. We left Wednesday morning about 7 o'clock, a little after 7, from St. Joe Park and Ride. Was the first pickup, and three of us got on there. Mary Dieterman, and also my wife and I, joining Art and Jeannie, and then picked up in Albany, Freeport, Melrose, Sauk Center, and Alexandria. Completed all of our pickups, and everybody had the same feeling in mind. We had a great time, and it just couldn't have been better. So, yeah, and you can have the same experience when you travel with Jeannie B's Tours. She's got a number of them. It doesn't pay to talk about old news because that's like water over the dam. So it was a great time, but we're looking forward. So will we travel again with Jeannie B? Absolutely. Yes, looking forward to more opportunities. And you can too. Here's one that she's mentioned to us on the bus. It's the Autumn Ark Encounter Creation Museum Fair Oaks Dairy Experience, and that's going to be September 12th through the 17th. Now, all of these trips that I mentioned for Jeannie B's, there's limited seating left. And Jeannie was explaining to us that with this COVID business, there is so much limited, staffing, that's how she said it, between the hotels and the restaurants. So you have to make your reservations far in advance. And so she has to get these, even though September 12th through the 17th is a couple of months away, you've got to get these reservations in. And so she encourages folks to call in soon. Even if you're not sure if you can go or not, get your name on the roster so she can reserve those seats, and then she'll get back to you as the time gets closer. Make sure that you're still in on it. But once she's called in the final number of seats, it'll be too late. So again, that is the Autumn Ark Encounter and Creation Museum Experience, September 12th through the 17th. Just mentioned a couple of other ones real quickly. There's the September Sights and Slots of the North Shore Glory. And boy, that sounds like a pretty trip. That's in September as the leaves start to color. Then there's the Fall Fest in Door County, Wisconsin. Jeannie talked a lot about that one, September 27th through October 1st. Again, she's been there many, many times, and she said never had a bad trip out there yet. It's just beautiful in Door County, Wisconsin. You'll enjoy it. Here's another fun trip talked about, cruising down the Mississippi in Galena, Illinois. It's October 3rd through the 7th. Here's a fun trip, one the Oktoberfest Fall Last Call. Have a ball, three-day mystery tour. That's October 12th through the 14th. A couple of Branson trips coming up. The Colors of the Ozarks, that's October 22nd through the 29th. And then there's also Christmas in the Ozark, and that's November 14th through the 19th. And then Music, Mountains, and Mistletoe, November 28th through December 3rd. Again, a Branson trip. So lots of perks and incentives. You'll want to give Jeannie a call. I'll tell you, she is such a patient lady. She was answering the phone just steady on the trip. There was folks calling her, and she took time for everybody. And if she wasn't able to talk to you at the time, she'd call you back. So, yeah. Fun time. Of course, Jeannie has the daycation trips. If you're not into staying overnight, they're going to be going to the Man in Black, the Johnny Cash tribute show at the Ives Theater in Bloomington. That one is full already. Also, things like the Duttons at the Paramount, Northwood's Fun Day at Jasper's Theater, Park Rapids, and there's a whole list of them. Just get one of her itineraries, and you'll see how busy this company is. And she does the mini vacations, just like the two-day trips and so on. So all kinds of opportunities to travel. A great traveling company to travel with. For more information, give Jeannie a call. Her phone number, 320-249-8149. Again, that's 320-249-8149. Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. You're sure to have a great time when you travel with Jeannie B's. Proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 19 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 84 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music by Ray Hanaki and the Jolly Chaps. It's a polka tune, one called The Four Beers. Ray Hanaki and the Jolly Chaps with the Four Beers Polka. Dennis Nat Herney on the drums there. And yes, you can hear in the background a nice beat there, nice tempo with the drums there on those recordings. And of course, there's one more that I didn't mention on the recording. Robin Becker doing the banjo and also doing some vocal work on there. And we haven't heard a singing tune yet. But so again, Ray Hanaki on concertina and vocals. Tony Kaminsky on the tuba, sousaphone, Dennis Nat Herney on the drums, and Robin Becker on the banjo and vocals. Here's a nice waltz tune, one called the Meadowlark Waltz. Thank you. Ray Chernocki and the Jolly Chaps with the Meadowlark Waltz. 29 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 85, our temperature here in Albany. Old time polka time with one called the Fritzy Polka. Chernocki and one called the Fritzy Polka. Nice job there by Ray and the concertina. Good tempo there by Dennis Nadherny on the drums, and of course Tony Kaminsky on the sousaphone, and Robin Becker on the banjo. 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, our temperature reading at 84 degrees, and the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero turn lawnmowers. Yeah, in plain terms, the lawnmower guy. Yes, Kevin does a great job out there at Kevin's Countryside. And a lot of folks have bought lawnmowers from Kevin over the years. And I think everybody has been pretty much satisfied with their lawnmowers from Kevin. That Hustler, that helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. A heavy duty, solid built machine. And yeah, you can check out the different engine size and mowing deck sizes that are available to you out at Kevin's. He carries a nice lineup of equipment, everything from the little Raptors all the way up to the Super Z's and beyond. So check that out when you get a chance. And of course, attachments, other attachments and baggers and so on are available. Kevin does repair work, so he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do it all for you. And Kevin does accept trades, so if you've got an old Bessie there getting a little bit tired, bring it out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. That's 320-363-7459. And exciting news from Kevin's. He's taken on the Ego brand line of equipment, and that is battery-powered equipment. So there's the walk behind lawnmower, push lawnmower, self-propelled, I believe it is. Also, there's a backpack blower, a handheld blower. There's a hedge trimmer. What else did I see? A chainsaw, a snowblower, and the power head, which we bought, that comes with several attachments. We were able to put a edger, a lawn edger with it, also a pole saw with it, and a weed trimmer. So, yeah, we're excited to use that. And I've only had the opportunity to use it once so far this summer We've done the trimming one time, and of course the lawn hasn't grown a whole lot. So I need to get out there and trim it again. But boy, that battery has got power. So I was so impressed with it when Kevin demonstrated it. And you can do the same when you stop out at Kevin's as well. Give him a call. He's a busy guy. Yeah, he does. Puts in the family farm, so sometimes out in the field. So you'll want to make arrangements that he is there. And, of course, Kevin wants to be there when you are there because, yeah, he wants to make sure that you get all the information. You get a chance to see all the equipment and try it out. Great place to try out a lawnmower out at Kevin's. Nice big yard. So give him a call. His phone number, Kevin's Countryside. It's 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. And get yourself a Hustler this week, or maybe some Ego battery-powered equipment. Kevin's Countryside proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, we're going to move to music by Gary Brigham and the Ridgeland Dutchmen, another band that Dennis spent some time with, and great drummer for many years with Gary Brigham and the Ridgeland Dutchmen. And going to start out with a nice old-time polka here by Gary's Ridgeland Dutchmen. It's one called Uncle Otto's Polka. Thank you. Terry Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman with one called the Uncle Otto's Polka. And yes, Dennis Ned Herney, the drummer on that recording. And boy, very, very lively. You bet. Right now it's waltz time with Ridgeland Dutchman, one called Midnight in Wisconsin. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutch Band. Yes, one called Midnight in Wisconsin. 17 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 82 our temperature here in Albany. Another nice old-time polka. This one, a favorite of my good buddy Ron Eichmeyer. Ron and Kenny Eichmeyer, they love this one. It's one called the Champion Valley Polka. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutch Band. Thank you. Great number there. One called the Champion Valley Polka. Gary Brigand and his Ridgeland Dutchman. Right now it's waltz time. Another one off of their 35 years of Miles and Smiles. And this one called Somewhere Somebody's Waiting Waltz. Gary Brigand and his Ridgeland Dutchman. Gary Brigand and his Ridgeland Dutchman. Great number there. One called Somewhere Somebody's Waiting Waltz. Here on KASM. More music. We're going to put Lori to work on the saxophone. It's one called the Clarinet Polka. Coming up with Gary Brigand and his Ridgeland Dutchman. Thank you. Good stuff for you there. One called the Clarinet Polka. Laurie Solberg on the saxophone there with Gary Brigham and the Ridgeland Dutchman. And, of course, Dennis Nadverny in the background there on the drums and Gary's dad, Willard Brigham, on the tuba. So good stuff for you there. Here's one called I Wanna Call You Sweetheart, Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman.
Thank you.
Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman, I Want to Call You Sweetheart. Time for just a couple more. Here's one called the Two Canaries Polka. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman, great number there, one called the Two Canaries Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. We're going to do that with a nice waltz tune. It's one called the Apron Waltz. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman right there with the Apron Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. We're coming up on 1 o'clock, and we have a temperature reading of 83 degrees here in central Minnesota.